not everybody always has the type of access or connectivity that we're really hoping that people can have, and especially the age group that we tend to target, the 4th through 8th grade students. And to be able to show them something and bring them to an environment kind of like this bus, we're hoping that that divide will lessen by getting access and really getting to participate in such an engaging and exciting environment.
Once the bus is up and running, what will be its visit schedule?
I think at the beginning, our goal is to kind of do demonstrations for people that have kind of been with us the whole way. So a lot of our program sites, you know, Lansing School District, we do a lot of programs in their buildings, and obviously they've got the right audience for us to bring the bus to, so we'll be able to go out there and show the bus off to students that way. We're based out of the Foster Community Center, so that's a really nice central location to park the bus and provide programming. So that's something that you can look for on our website. We'll have a schedule for that.
Okay, so it's not going to be rolling through my neighborhood at random like the ice cream truck in July.
That is the tricky part about this. As much as we wish, tech ed classes were something we could lean out a window and hand, it would be really fantastic. But no, you'll have to probably visit our website to look for a schedule for the tech transport.
Well, there's not a lot of seats, not traditional seats in the sense of a bus, but you have two sides full of personal computers. What's going to be at some of these workstations?
Our main focus will be a wave communication curriculum. Basically, what it does is it will allow students to really focus on how things connect in the world that they live in. I mean, if you asked me right now, I don't know if I'd necessarily be able to tell you how a cell phone connects to another cell phone. And so I think it's nice to, at age 9, we're going to start kind of getting kids thinking about that. But if you can look at the lights above, we actually have control over all those lights. Right now, they're just set to white because it makes it easier for us to see. But there's a warp speed button where it will look like the tech transport is taking off. And so the goal is to land on a distant planet. We're actually focusing a lot more on Mars, I should say, Mars, because it's something that we think could be relevant in the student's lifetime. So students will land on the planet. They will create video logs based on the discoveries that they make using augmented reality and virtual reality and 3D printing and some of the video technology that we have as well. So this is how we control the lighting system on the bus. You can see it's a color wheel, and you can simply tap on it, and it will change the color of the lights, which is kind of fun. And, you know, whenever you hand this controller to a kid, you can expect to go blind for about a minute, or adults, I should really say. It's kind of everybody, but it is kind of neat that you can control the experience.
I'm talking to Shannon Franzen, the Director of Education for ITEC, the Information Technology Empowerment Center. When you go around and visit some of these neighborhoods, is there any way to gauge whether it's been a beneficial experience? To me, it seems virtually impossible to track the link between Johnny or Sally spent a couple hours on the bus and they did much better on their science test. I mean, is there any way to really correlate that?
Sure. One of the things that we track outside of academia is interest. So it's nice because we can follow up with the students through online surveys that tell us their interest. And a lot of those focus on how much connectivity do you already have? How much do you use? Do you want to be a computer programmer? If so, you know, how do you think you would be as a computer programmer? And I think for the programs that we're in right now, it is really interesting to see the responses before and after the program. So that's kind of more of the immediate tracking. Lansing School District is a partner that we work with right now through parental consent that we get in parent permission forms to help us provide data so that we can work on making correlations to the programs that we have.
Shannon Franzen is the Director of Education for ITEC, the Information Technology Empowerment Center, and we are talking about the brand new tech transport bus that is rolling to a neighborhood in mid-Michigan near you pretty soon. Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you so much.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.